Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys. We are so excited for this episode today. But before we get into it, we just want to come around here and say, guys, let's make a profile.
Create a profile. Like, honestly, it's getting weird now. And if you don't do that, you don't have access to all the exclusive content we have here on House of Jade. We work so hard.
Yeah, we've been creating so much cool stuff. We have a whole private group on there and just more exclusive content. So you're really missing out.
We just need your email, profile, babe. That's it. It's just an email. Everyone has one.
But we're going to jump right into today's episode.
Oh my gosh.
The introduction.
I'm so excited for this guest. I'm so lucky to know this person in the flesh, but also as an artist. So we are so excited to introduce Miss Jordan Simone.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Jade's World, Jordan. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank y'all for having me.
I'm actually so excited about this. You're an amazing artist, an amazing singer, an amazing writer, just does it all. So we want to get all the ins and outs. Yeah. We want to talk all things Jordan Simone today.
Yes, I'm ready for me.
Right in and just tell us basically the basics of how you got into music, the industry, and like literally just everything.
Spill it. Okay, so the thing is, actually, I started music at a very young age. I was raised in church, and all my musical kind of connection and knowledge like was embedded into like my faith and like who I was as a singer back in that time. So I feel like a strong, you know, a way for me to connect with my dad at that time was like our bond in music, and like that was a really big aspect of our relationship and connection, and just like my overall family connection. Like we're very
musical.
Yes, we're just a very musical family. We're just a very like entertainment family. Everyone's a very loud extrovert. No. Like
Jordan, that's one thing that you need to know. Jordan's mom, I don't think I've ever heard her sing like genuinely, but this woman just like exudes happiness at all times. She could sing anything and I'd be like, "Yes, this is amazing. I love it.
I believe her."
No, like she eats. Like, but everyone's that way. Like you guys all kind of carry yourself in a very lighthearted, energetic, 100%, musical way.
100%. Exactly. Even like I think that like me and my sister, for example, we're very different. You know, she's in medicine, I'm in music. But in reality, I think that like our extroverted nature, like we both could be entertainers, like, you know, if she wanted to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, also shout out to Ashlyn.
Love you, sorry.
She's probably a
whole
nurse.
Family shout out. Honestly, love the Warren family.
She's literally probably in nursing school right now. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm studying for this chem test. And I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. I'm doing a podcast. So that basically was the fundamental of my musical grounding, was definitely in church, and that's the kind of the musical space that I started in. And then from there, my mom and my dad were like, okay, so I feel like this is more than just a hobby for you. You're really, really passionate about it. Like, let's kind of put you in other programs. I started this musical theater program called Amazing Grace Conservatory. Changed my life. Absolutely.
Musical theater girl.
No, we all three started in musical theater.
Baby.
It's where we all started.
It's such a fundamental aspect for a young child that, like, say, for example, isn't in sports or whatever, doesn't kind of have that natural community. It builds a community. It also forces you to, like, get out of your shell. I was a super meek kid. I was a super kid. Like, I did not want to kind of step on anyone's toes. I didn't want to talk too loud. I didn't want to be misunderstood. Baby. Musical theater?
I was like, but me as the lead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, I'm in the front. Oh.
Ooh, excuse me. I'm center. I'm in the middle. Like, you hate me.
So what? Like, that's why I feel like musical theater was such a great tool for me to kind of branch out of my shell. Also, too, that's where me and my sister kind of divided our identities, because I think for a long time I had vicious little sister syndrome, where like I just wanted to be people instead of kind of have my own identity. At first it was my dad, and then it was my sister, you know, all those things. And so my sister was the sports girl. Like, when I tell you volleyball, softball, kicking all the balls. Like,
she's like, whatever, I broke my nail, I'm pissed.
Literally.
Scored all the goals.
Me, I'm like, I sprained my ankle day one of soccer. I was 7, never did it again. It wasn't cute for me. Really, oh my God. I was running track. I was like, baby.
Are you guys not like literally going to pass out?
So tired.
Wow. Sounds like we all had a very similar childhood. That was exactly. Actually, I would say I was pretty good at sports. I literally stopped soccer because I like moved up and I wasn't with my friends.
Oh, girl.
So I guess I was like.
So we didn't have the same childhood. Too much injury, too much danger. Yeah, exactly. So for me, I was like, you know what? Musical theater is a lot more my route, right? So musical theater was a game changer for me, not only from the perspective of like growing in myself and as a person, but then also too, just like really developing my craft. Like everyone at Amazing Grace Conservatory was absolutely fundamental in me kind of stepping into my power and stepping into my voice. I wasn't aware of, like, the voice that I kind of had until it was like, wait, no, like, you do this. Like, if you actually walk into rooms and set the tone for exactly who you are as an artist, who you are as a musician, who you are as a vocalist, that's the end of the conversation. You know what I mean? So it really did kind of affirm me in my beliefs.
That's also the thing that I think is so amazing about growing up in musical theater is you're allowed to take up that space.
100%.
Like, they give you the opportunity to be talented. Yeah. Like, I think people applaud you for being talented, and that is so special when you're young and like awkward and don't really know those things,
especially because like the opposite side of that is like, you know, when like as a talented kid you're like, oh, I don't want to show off too much, or I don't want to, I'm so embarrassed. Being embarrassed is such a useless emotion. Don't even get me onto the concept of emotions, we'll get into that later because I'll go on a whole rant about it. But like finding emotions and like finding like feelings that serve you, embarrassment was never a feeling that could serve me. So when I was in musical theater and like, you know, the faculty or like the other students would be like, why are you embarrassed to sing? Like, this is good. Like, you should be expressing this talent. You should be expressing your
especially
voice.
Especially in musical theater, I feel like we're all, like, so weird.
Yes!
That's, like, what it is. You're supposed to be eccentric and, like, big and crazy. Yes. That, like, no one's, like, if you're embarrassed, then, like, leave. Because it's, like, weird if you are embarrassed.
No, if you do hold back, you're the outcast.
Yes.
Like, you're actually weirder if you're not, like, the girl on the stage, like, really quick, let me get my jitters out. Like, so you did that, and then where did you go from there?
From there, then I took a lot of private lessons just to kind of, like, really get some technique going. Like I said, I was raised in church, so a lot of my, like, musical knowledge was very stylistic-based, no
for
technique.
Sure. No, for sure.
Maybe it was just wailing. And then from there, I moved on and went to an arts high school. I went to Los Angeles County High School for the Arts. It has, like, all five disciplines, music, dance, theater, visual art, all those amazing things. And then from there, I really focused in on jazz there. So
wow.
I kind of went from golf.
I didn't know that.
No, really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm like a...
That makes sense, though.
I'm like a jazzer.
Oh, you're like you're like certified in jazz. I'm actually interested to know about that, though. How do you feel like that affected you, like, positively and negatively in your artistry? Was that motivating? Did that take away from your time?
I think that's an amazing question. In reality, I think that I actually loved being in a space where I was taken out of, quote, being the best person there, for example.
Yeah, like small fish.
I like actually don't like to feel like I'm in an environment where like I am exponentially like either more extroverted or talented or whatever that kind of that concept is, because I will never be able to grow in those spaces. So putting me in a pool of some of the best musicians or some of the best actors or some of the best visual artists in LA really put a fire under my ass to be like, oh baby, no, you're cute and you're good. Good, but that's not good enough.
I was just gonna say that was a really good mindset to have, because I know, like, I feel like in dance that's how I felt, because I moved studios and then like I liked like not being the best dancer there. But then I also can kind of see the other side where it is sometimes nice, like knowing like, okay, it's a good ego boost sometimes of being
exactly
like a reminder of how good you are.
Also too, because the way that my family is, like, my family's not a kiss ass family, like they're gonna tell you straight how it is.
Yeah.
Like they're also only doing it for the betterment of who you are.
Yeah.
So it's like I've always wanted to seek better, I've always wanted to be the best version of whatever I was going after at the time. Going into like an art school environment was like the most humbling experience I could have had. Okay.
Wow.
So then after high school, after arts high, I went to USC. I went to USC for music. I was a music business major, music performance major as well. All like a full and throttle version of the music industry, because I think that I really was harping on being a great musician and kind of being talented in that space. But then going to a university, there's a lot more politics that go into it. There's a lot more personalities. There's a lot more like kind of things to kind of think about in the grand scheme of things.
And you went to Thornton, so you're around artists.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's already crazy that you went to freaking USC.
I know.
Like, but it wasn't even crazy in the perspective of, like, in the same way in high school as far as like who was more talented. It was crazy in the way that like people's brains worked on a business-minded way of things. Like, I feel like I did not have that business-mindedness until I got to USC. Like, USC was like, no, everyone's talented here. Everyone has the potential to be a star here, right? But what are the ways in which you're willing to, you know, network and make the connections?
Yeah.
And how hard are you willing to grind for this thing? Because the talent is not the conversation anymore. It's like what you're willing to do to get it.
That would be amazing.
That's amazing. So we are going to get into your first song right now.
I know, that's right.
Okay, so this is Hideaway by Jordan Simone.
It's easy to build a wall to forget about you, helps you to brace the fall and get shit to prove. Play hide and seek with my heart to avoid the truth. I lost it all without a goal. It'd be a lie to say that I'm over you. I'm over you.
That was Hideaway by Jordan Simone, a single that just recently released. It's out on all platforms, so definitely stream it and listen to it.
Yes, please.
And also that cover art.
Thank you, Chloe Suvia.
I had to do that. I was a helping hand in the cover art, but we're so 100%. Excited about it.
Follow Jordan on TikTok. She's like a TikTok girl.
That
girly.
Is so true.
She comes in and I'm like stressed about like making one TikTok. She's like, oh, I already did 7 today.
Jordan is fearless with TikTok though.
You have to be, especially now, like, okay, social media is just like this ridiculous
black hole.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm like tired of taking myself so serious on those platforms. We take ourselves serious and I totally understand that. I respect that. But in reality, it's like we're only worried about our small like pond of community. If we're trying to extend out, no one even knows us anyway. So does it actually matter if you pre-save the single? Pre-save the single.
It's actually cuter too if you're funny and they don't know you. Like, I feel like it actually works in your favor if you're carefree.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, this is a normal girly. Good
right.
song.
I also like to see the juxtaposition with artists, like even like bigger artists now where like their TikToks are like super casual, like them laying in their
yes.
beds. And then you see like they video shoots and it's like, oh, baby, like this track, like this budget.
That's
or
so
this
true.
Look,
that
I,
is
I
so
love
true.
That. Like, Doja Cat is a perfect example of
she's
that.
She's like, watch my video. I'm like, you're
literally
cooked right now.
She's on live, like, just like,
where did your eyebrows go? Like, everything went away. Everything
right.
left you.
Right.
But I love
and
it.
And I ate the whole look.
She's so weird. So how did Hideaway come to be? How did this process happen? Tell us all about it.
So Hideaway actually was brewing for a really long time. I had written the song actually in like my childhood bedroom. And the funny thing about it is I wrote it completely a cappella. I did not have any like track. I wasn't top lining anything. I didn't write it to any chords. It just was like something that completely just popped into my brain. All like the melodies from like the verse one to the chorus were just something that just like kind of came naturally. At the time I was dating someone, but we were kind of at the, I didn't realize it, but we were at the end right. of our relationship. So it was like this weird kind of thing where after we broke up, this was the song I was writing to my future self, and I didn't realize it at the time.
That's so weird as a yeah. songwriter. I just have to intervene because I've done that so many times. You write subconsciously.
Yes.
And I yeah. hate that feeling because like just anyone I've ever been with in a relationship, like so good, like, oh, it's the best point in our relationship, and I'm like writing the saddest song ever about like losing you.
Yeah.
Break up 2 weeks later. What?
Yeah.
What did I just do? Like, I'm like, so powerful.
Manifested it.
Yeah, I'm like, I just manifested the darkest thing ever. I hate that.
Canceled you out of my life and I didn't even know what I did.
And so that's literally what happens. So for me, I feel like that was like a very big a turning point for me in my artistry and like in my songwriting, because I'm like, wait, like my words have power now. Like I'm definitely kind of, you know, adjusting myself in this space and like it matters. So that was the interesting part about writing Hideaway. The production part of it was actually a lot like more simple. It wasn't this like crazy, oh wait, I need to go back and change this and all these crazy things. I had maybe 3-4 sessions for the song, an amazing producer named Johnny May, and then also co-wrote, you know, the rest of the song with one of my good friends, Sam Short, who's also an artist and an amazing songwriter. The whole gist of the song is about like not like wallowing in your sadness, which honestly, especially me, I'm a Pisces, I'm a water sign, baby. I will cry, I will break down.
No, seriously, yeah. That's crazy too, because you're a Pisces. And that's how you would handle it. But you would handle it so different.
I'm an Aquarius.
Because she's an Aquarius.
So, like, I'm, like, well, I, like, obviously feel my feelings. And, like, I think, like, my friend the other day, and she was, like, saying, like, anyone she's ever been in love with, it could be, like, 10 years later, she'll still have love for that person. And she was going on
yes.
about it. And I was, like.
She's a water sign, bro. She has to be. Because that's exactly how I
and
feel.
And I was, like, I literally, like, don't even remember dating, like, the person I dated last
No, that's Tay. I swear. And, no, and I she's, like. She's like, it's weird. Like, I'm really healed and I feel really good. So, like, I don't think about it. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'd still do anything for my first love. I was like, I literally forgot. Such a forward thinker that, like.
Which is a blessing.
About, but then I also, like, don't, like, I don't reflect on how far I've come.
Yeah.
I've been working on that. But, like, I think it's great for, like, I'll get sad, cry
Move
about a
it.
Relationship, feel the feelings, and then, like, discard
She's
it
done.
And move on.
Baby.
Thank you.
That has never been my journey.
I'm like literally directly between the two of you, I feel like.
Yeah. Chloe's actually good. Chloe will call me out on my shit.
No, that's the Jordan thinks very feeling based. Like, even though she is very pragmatic, it's interesting. Like, she is very like, I don't want to hurt someone. I don't want da 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 da. I don't want to say this. And I'm like, but that's at the cost of you and your mental health. And
I understand
your...
that. I'm really bad with that. Yeah. I'm very overly empathetic where I'll like those feelings in account.
Before my own. I'll sabotage my own self to save someone.
Like, just say it. Like, I promise so you'll feel so much better.
Just like, obviously I don't know you as well as Chloe does, but like you come off as like you would be like that bitch.
Yes.
Be like, fuck
I don't
you.
Care. Like, so extroverted and like can take up any space and just knows who she is. Initially when I met you, I feel like I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like boom, boom, boom. Scat, scat, scat. Literally, I think the first time I ever even had dinner with Jordan outside of work was like, we literally just talked about like all of our trauma. I was like, who have I ever? I'm a Capricorn. Like I do not speak to anyone even about like my birthday. Like I don't talk to anyone like about anything ever.
No, that's actually so funny. We literally got ramen 2 minutes away from our house and we were at the table for 3 hours just talking about trauma.
It is interesting to just see three perspectives on something that is so general.
Exactly.
Because everyone obviously has a different experience, but everyone just processes things so differently.
100%. And that's so for me, Hideaway was kind of like that song where it was kind of like a bad bitch anthem for the sad girls. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't just like all bad bitch because I definitely admit I'm like, bro, I'm definitely lying about where I am emotionally right now. Like I'm definitely distraught. I'm definitely in turmoil, but like my rising's a gem. So my extroverted personality will have to kind of come out and I'll still have to bounce back. I still have a career to chase. I still have dreams to go after. I'm still in school right now. Like I still have family and relationships to, you know, cultivate and take care of.
Right.
So I can't afford to sit there and wallow in my own shit. Hideaway is literally about like, Jordan, I know you're sad, but get your ass up.
Aw, literally.
Stand up right now.
Stand up.
With my two eyes, no shield to disguise. Would I do it again? The flame is my friend. I watch my own demise with no sense of pride. No, I can't pretend. Have lost myself. I'm trapped in between a place I'm unfamiliar with. What I'm feeling is I can't put it in words for you. I'm just thinking I'll just burn with you. Maybe then we will feel the same. Guess it leans to my little flame. But I'm just thinking you so dangerous. Wonder if and when you gon' ever blow. All the bliss living ignorance. So I'm guessing something we will never know. What you desire, want the half for the entire. Wanna go higher, lighting my fire. Guess we like water to wire.
your first single was Burn.
No, my first single. Oh, TBT. Oh, wow. No, that's not my first single. Girl, we're going back into the archives.
I'm scared. I haven't even heard this.
I'm dead. No, my first single was my freshman year of college. It's a song called Intuition. It's actually so cute. It's so tender. At the time, I really hadn't figured out or cultivated my sound. It was just a song that I thought was super cute. It was super, just like a little bouncy, like little hip hop meets R&B joint. That was my first single, freshman year of college. I stopped releasing after that point because I was like, actually, babe, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just vibing out here, just throwing songs out. You know, throwing them against the wall, hoping they'll stick. But like, I didn't understand the concept or importance of a brand and a vision. I didn't understand what, like, the arc of my sound. So from there, I took a 2-year, maybe 3-year actually, hiatus from releasing, and then released
Burn, Baby.
No, Drown.
Oh my God. Babe. Can we keep it moving? I love all the songs, but Burn is Jordan's song. Like, when Jordan sings Burn live, it's like a spiritual experience.
I cried.
No, the first time I heard her singing, I cried. I'm not even kidding. I was like in the front row, like, I was like, serious. No, and I can't even make that up. I was just like, what just happened?
It's a crazy ass song. Wow. No, literally, I love that. Wow. That song, like, speaks to me. No matter where I am in my life at the time, that song just, like, speaks to me. I wrote that song with Paige, actually.
Ate it too, and Paige is featured on the song. Yes, one of your really good friends.
100%. She's an amazing artist. Yeah, amazing artist herself. Her name is Incognita. Check her shit out. Me and her had a session one time, like, in one of her friends, like, when I take, like, garages. Like, it was giving, like, real mom and pop.
Like, yeah, I'll come by.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know why. Mind you, at the time, both of us were, like, very fine. Like, I wasn't going through anything crazy. She wasn't going through anything crazy. But we sat down, like, Liza started, like, writing the chords for it. Liza's my manager. And, like,
hi, Liza.
Hey, Liza. I hope you listen to this. She's like, Jordan, get a about this podcast. What are you doing here? Basically, we were just like in this room, in this garage, where she started the chords. And when I tell you something about it, I think Paige came up with like the pre-chorus, like the unpredictability of my fate. And I was like, girl, where are you going with this? And
she's like, just listen.
And I'm like, okay. And like, we just kind of like keep like pulling at this at this song, and we create this, like, in my opinion, like a masterpiece of something that feels like, in order for there to be new, you have to burn down old. And like, it's really about that concept of like letting go in order for there to be something, you know, worth salvaging in the future. Yay. Guys, so before we wrap this whole shindig up, I feel like House of Jade's World deserves a little exclusive, okay? But I want to show you guys my upcoming single. It's called 911. This song, it really, y'all have to just hear it to understand what it's about. You'll get the gist of it. It's very, it talks its shit. Yeah, the flip switch, you know how to change. You can never blame yourself, so I became the face of all your insecurity.
When does this come out?
This comes out, okay, so
another conversation. Thank you.
Exactly. I'll keep it really short and cute. I'm trying to figure out distribution right now. I got a few conversations on the table that I really just want to make sure I'm not releasing blindly. When I have somebody, you know, advocating for me on the music business side of the conversation.
Yeah,
playlisting
and all that.
Exactly. Right. So right now, I was hoping for November, but if anything, I want to kind of also wait after the holiday cutoff. I'm not going to be competing with Miss Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah,
for
every time.
I'm not competing with Shorty. She wins every time.
You won. You did. I don't know why.
Love you, Carrie. So
not a whistle.
Not a whistle.
Everyone who tries to cover that song, stop. Stop it.
Because she's the only one that can
stop.
Do it.
I tried to do it when I was 16. Oh, stop.
So exactly. So it's giving top of the year. I didn't want to kind of wait for the push, but I think that what's also been really important for me in my journey as an independent artist is to not be so impatient and not rush, because as much as I want these things out and as much as I have all this content and music in the vault, I want to be very intentional with the way that I do it and the way that I execute it. So for me, if it's got to be January, as long as it's right, I'm happy. So yeah.
Well, that is a perfect way to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much to Jordan for being here. Make sure to follow her on all socials at Jordan Simone. Her TikTok is Jordan Simone 3, spelt with a Y. And we can't stress it enough. Make sure you make a profile on the House of Jade app. We are so happy to have you and want to build that community. So just enter your email and you can join the private group. You can join the community. We're so excited. And don't forget, it's Jade's World. Jade's World.